How are you, Paul?
Well, doing well this morning. It sounds like you're having a busy morning.
Well, that ice. So, in your neck of the woods, did you see any icing conditions out on the roads?
You know, it is perfectly dry and DeWitt, and there's no rain or freezing rain there at all.
Oh, my goodness. It was interesting. Where we are in South Lansing, there were no icing of the roads either. But coming in from Williamston like I did, it was a nightmare. Well, let's get your take on several things. First of all, I wanted to talk with you about just your impressions of what's been going on over in Madison, Wisconsin.
Unfortunate, I think, is probably the best word. We do have democracy, and that democracy is a republic, and we have, you know, people who are elected to serve their constituents, and I think it's unfortunate when people abandon their responsibilities, and that's where I was so disappointed. We should be here, and we should be working, and we are here in Michigan, both Republicans and Democrats, and I'm very proud of that.
What do you think about those contingent of folks who decided to leave the state so they wouldn't be forced to make a vote?
That's where I'm so disappointed. It's abandoning your post and not being there. You can't influence the democratic process by simply leaving or going home. And it's just, from that perspective, very disappointing.
Well, I know that you have some concerns about the budget here. What's the latest from your perspective in efforts to try and cut spending? There's so many issues with state workers and what they make and their benefits. And when you start talking about taxing pensions, there's been a great deal of pushback. Do you support taxing pensions?
I definitely support the governor. Taxing pensions is always difficult. It'll be the last of the alternatives, let's say, on the table as we look at balancing the budget. But, you know, I think the governor made it clear in his campaign that everything is on the table. Both the Senate and the House will be looking for other ways to balance the budget or to save money. One avenue will be the Department of Corrections. I think we'll be looking at squeezing a lot more savings out of the department before we go to a tax on pensions.
I find it interesting that the state of Indiana deals with each individual prisoner. It only costs them about $25,000, where in Michigan it takes $10,000 more than $35,000 per prisoner. Why is that?
You know, I think there's a lot of inefficiencies within our system when it comes to purchasing. When it comes to delivering service, for example, Oakland County jail system can deliver a meal to a prisoner for 92 cents per meal, where here in the state of Michigan for our correction system, it's over $2 per meal. And so that's where we want to start looking in. State Senator John Prose, who has been working on this when he was in the House and is now chair of that Appropriations Committee in the Senate, I think will have a lot of good suggestions on where and how we can cut some money out of the corrections department.
I know that you were happy to see union dues collected from home daycare providers, that process was stopped.
I was very pleased with that because I've never understood how that started in the first place. I was never able to connect the dots, and nobody really seemed to have an explanation for it. It seemed to be a real puzzle. And what that was, Tony, was our previous governor entered into an interlocal agreement with Mott Community College and then said anyone who provides that type of service for the state of Michigan and receives a check from the state for doing that is a state employee. And then automatically they just started deducting the union dues. And I never, and still don't to this day, and I can't find anyone who can really legally explain how that process took place. So we did introduce House Bill 4003 that will prevent that from happening in the future.
Tell me about your latest efforts. Is there anything on new on the front of trying to find some places where we need to cut spending? For example, let's talk about the film tax credits for the movie business, the TV business. There's been a lot of outcry from folks stating that a lot of business is being lost because those tax incentives are threatened to be taken away. I've heard from the Mackinac Center of Public Policy that there really isn't anything new generated as far as revenues for the state. I've also seen other data to the contrary. What do you think is correct?
You know what I really think happens with that program? We actually pay out more money than we take in. We've paid out about $100 million in actual cash checks to the movie industry last year and did not bring in anywhere near that amount of money. I think a good argument that the film industry has is it takes a couple years for the industry to really to set roots and grow roots here in the state. The governor has left the tax credits in place for this year and for next year. And I think if you see some growth, you see some bricks and mortar start to go in, I'm sure the legislature and the governor would be willing to relook at that for the 2013 or the 2014 budget year.
What new legislation are you working on?
Well, last time we talked, the Urban Cooperation Act is something that had its second committee hearing yesterday. Things went very, very well. The chair, Representative Mark Omet, has formed a work group just to study it one last time. And I really hope to have that out of committee in the next 2 weeks and on the floor of the House for a vote, maybe near the end of March.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Tony, thank you very much. Have a great day.